91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy at 2 o'clock. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Fire investigators remain on the scene at a Quinte area sports store. Smoke started billowing out of the Runway's Power Sports building on the corner of Dundas Street and Aikens Road at around 6 this morning. Police and firefighters were quickly on the scene and put the fire out in about 20 minutes. There were no reported injuries. Power Sports also had a serious fire at their former location on White's Road sometime last year. The cause of that fire is still unknown, and today's blaze is currently under investigation. An unknown group of people recently broke into a Campbellford residence that's under renovation to raise the roof. While inside, they appeared to have had a party, ransacked the house, consumed liquor, sprayed graffiti throughout, and stole a flat-screen television. Provincial police believe at this time that additional items may have been stolen, but need to wait for confirmation from the homeowner. The culprits appear to have pried open a rear window to gain entry sometime between January 20th and February 2nd, 2012. The Northumberland OPP is continuing to investigate and would like to encourage anyone with information on this crime or other crimes to contact the Ontario Provincial Police or Peterborough Northumberland Crime Stoppers. The OPP would also like to remind homeowners to minimize the signs of an empty house when they'll be away for a period of time. Unemployment in Ontario topped 8% last month. Statistics Canada says the January rate was 8.1%, up from 7.7% the previous month. Around the province, it ranged from 5.5% in Guelph and 5.7% in Ottawa to 9.5% in Barrie and 10.9% in Windsor. Nationally, the unemployment rate was up a touch to 7.6% last month. But there's still a shine of light. The Lotto Max jackpot just keeps growing. Tonight's jackpot is $50 million with an estimated 10 additional million-dollar prizes. OLG says $50 million is enough to buy everyone in Ontario a coffee and a donut. Ontario residents have won more than $1 billion, including 19 jackpots, since Lotto Max was launched in September of 2009. A judge in Saskatchewan has found a couple guilty in a horrifying case of child neglect. Judge Frank Green of Regina says the evidence against the grandparents was extensive and compelling. The girl, who is now 7, weighed only 12 kilograms when she was taken from the home in Fort Capel area in 2008. Green convicted them of not providing the basics of life after rejecting the couple's argument they couldn't provide proper care because they lacked government assistance. A polar bear cub born prematurely at the Toronto Zoo in October was introduced to the public today. Two other cubs died when they were all rejected by their mother. Senior veterinarian Dr. Graham Crawshaw says the remaining cub was cared for by Toronto Zoo veterinary and wildlife care staff.
He demonstrated, certainly right from the start, a consistent growth rate, a good appetite, and now at about 4 months of age, he's gone from 700 grams up to about 17 kilos.
The zoo is holding a contest to find a name for the male cub. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
A few local hockey games on the schedule. In Junior A hockey, Wellington Dukes will be on home ice at the Wellington and District Community Center when they face off against Whitby tonight at 7:30. The Trenton Golden Hawks will host the Lindsay Muskies, and there will be a special guest on Trenton home ice tonight. Wendell Clark will be making an appearance. He'll be signing autographs and dropping the puck at 7:30. Clark is perhaps best known for being number 17 of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He was team captain for 3 years. Elsewhere in Junior A, Coburg Cougars meet the Peterborough Liftlock Stars tonight at 7. Cougars coach Justin Teagle says he expects Peterborough to play a spoiler to lower Coburg's chances of moving up in the playoff ranks.
We know they're going to come and work hard. I don't think there's any teams in our division that take nights off, so especially with being their last game of the season, I know they're going to come out and work hard. And we've had some success against them this year, so this is actually a very, very big game for our team, too. So we're going to be prepared and ready to play.
The last time the two teams met, Coburg won 5-3. In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls are at Kitchener tonight at 7:30. And in the NHL, Ottawa will host the New York Islanders tonight at 7:30. There are four other games on the schedule for tonight. In basketball, the Toronto Raptors will look to end their two-game losing skid tonight when they host Washington. The Wizards are a dismal 1-9 on the road this season. And in NFL news, New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick met with reporters this morning and said injured tight end Rob Gronkowski is listed as day-to-day after practicing yesterday. Gronkowski suffered a high ankle sprain in the AFC Championship game with Baltimore. The Pats face the New York Giants in the Super Bowl on Sunday. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Today, it's mainly cloudy with a high of plus 3. Tonight, still cloudy, clearing before the morning, and a low of minus 7. Saturday, we'll see some sunshine and a high of minus 1. Sunday, still sunny, low of minus 10, and a high of minus 1. Monday, we'll have a mix of sun and cloud with a low of minus 6 and a high of plus 3. Tuesday, hopefully sunny, but it'll drop down to a low of minus 12 and a high of minus 5. Right now, it's 0 degrees. I'm Keenan Weaver with Renee Rogers, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.